What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hi, everybody. All right, let's get to business.
Rico.
Okay.
We're back to six.
I want to... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to... I'll take a win any way I can get it. But 1-0 on a sack fly against a 40-win ball club, you can have that. The point is, I wanted to spin that into a topic.
Okay.
I'm going to say this, and I don't want my words to get all twisted around and stuff. I'm not pounding the desk for this. This is more of a, hey, here's a topic, question mark? We're sitting here in mid-August. All right, it's August 13th. Rosters expand in September. This team is getting nothing out of the shortstop position. Nothing. Okay. All right? Javi Baez stinks again, and Sweeney's never not stunk, right? I want to read you a list of players.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm reading you this list of players. This was sent to me by James Anthony Costa. Juan Soto, good ball player?
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Monster power, right? Chris Bryant. Now, he had a couple of really good years. Yeah. Injuries just took it from him. And J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez for the Mariners. Those are four at varying degrees. Those are real ball players. Right? Do you know what that is?
Wow.
Those are the, since 2012, the only four minor league players that have a higher WRC plus, which I will explain what that is, than Kevin McGonigal, Tiger shortstop prospect. Now, weighted runs created plus, the simplest way is, it's like this wide-ranging offensive metric. It factors in what the league is doing. It factors in the parks you play in, and it's your runs created. It's what would you say you do here?
Gotcha.
Okay, it's a very powerful, albeit nerdy, metric. Okay.
I think I see where you're going.
Kevin McGonigal hit two home runs last night. He's got an OPS of over 1,000. I wanted to ask a question here. Asking a question should not warrant slander. I'm asking a question.
Let me get the text message up. Of course you say this.
Okay.
Getting ready to hit sand.
If this is what the offense largely is, like last night, case in point. Oh, three-run homer in the ninth. You're down 9-3. You're getting drilled. No one cares. Okay, the offense is just not where it needs to be. The lineup is struggling. If Vierling's on the IL, Meadows hurt, Baez stinks. If it's 2 weeks from now and we're about to hit Labor Day weekend, would you add McGonigal to this roster and give him a September tryout? It would maintain his rookie of the year status for next year. Mm-hmm. The rosters expand. There's no harm, no foul. Would you bring him up here and start him at short?
It almost sounds too easy. It almost sounds like there's a catch. It almost sounds like a free lunch. And it's like, okay, but.
Here's the catch. Very limited double-A at-bats. But 2 weeks from now, if you're doing what you're doing and he's doing what he's doing, would you dare? Because, look, I'm never going to apologize for a win, but I'm seeing too many games like today.
No, but this is one that you send with flowers. Not apologizing, but here's a bouquet of roses, honey. Mike, that actually may be a very good idea for the simple fact that being that nobody's faced him in the major leagues, he may actually, if he hits the ground running, he won't get that second time in the rotation of teams where they can figure him out. So you may actually be able to use him to that advantage because most teams won't get to see him a second time. So yes, I would do it. I would bring him up because at this point, you need to add something to this everyday lineup. Winning two games against Chicago in one-run games, you won, but did you feel good about it?
And again, the shortstop position
is a good idea.
Large negative. He has to keep doing it for another 2 weeks. And again, if your offense blossoms all of a sudden, which, look, the offense can play well, but you still have a negative war at shortstop, essentially. I mean, if you think Javi's numbers in April translate to now, you're not paying attention. He's awful. Just like Sweeney's awful. Mm-hmm. Would you dare, Tiger fan? Because again, I'm crazy enough, crazy like a fox. My goal is to win the World Series. My goal is to do everything in my power to put this team in the best position to do the unthinkable. Well, they didn't want to do that at the deadline. I understand this kid won't be a 600 at-bat guy probably till 2027, but maybe he could approach it next year if they fast-track him. I don't need 600 at-bats. I need him in September. Mm-hmm. And if he's bad, let's make an assumption. You're not going to bleep away this entire lead. As long as you're 6, 7, 8 games up, how much worse could he be than whatever you're trotting out at shortstop? So in a limited run, and why do I say it's important? Because the league won't have time to really catch up to him.
And that's just it.
Video gets around.
Right.
Rico's point about, hey, people seeing you another time. Am I partially insane, totally insane, or not insane at all with this idea? It's just this juxtaposition of like McGonagall again, two homers. I've said to you, by opening day next year, he could be viewed as the best hitting prospect in the minors. You have this one need. Mm-hmm. One. I'm asking, Rico.
No, I mean, I like the idea. You take a chance. It was kind of like when they brought, Job up last year for the playoffs, and you can see what he can do. And you know what? Job didn't flourish. But, yeah, by the time if McGonagall can come out there and hit the ball and play well, you won't know how to really pitch to him because it's going to be a very short window. So advantage Tigers. And you're adding to better defense at the shortstop position. It, once again, it almost sounds too good to be true.
I know.
Well, there has to be a catch, but there is no catch. He's your guy. Yeah.
Please, baseball nerds, do not yell. It's a question. I'm not telling you they have to. I'm not making any robust demands. I just look at the two guys who would primarily play shortstop for this team, and they're both terrible.
And here's the thing, Mike. It's. I guess I look at it as like a reward. You've been playing so great. We're going to give you a little taste of the major leagues. And
if it doesn't go well,
you know, now you can go back to the minors with a little more knowledge of what you need to work on to get back up into the majors to stick. So I'm for this. I love this idea. This is not when you told me you had a topic. I didn't know it was this. This is good.
Well, I like keeping some suspense. I like an organic response. It's not to be devious.
It's just one of those. Okay, but what's the catch?
Well, I mean, look, I don't have a real catch.
If the only catch is less Trey Sweeney, okay.
Well, right, and look again.
And
I mean,
says David Claps.
Baez is barely hitting 200 last 30 some odd games. He's terrible. He's already regressed completely past where he was, all the way to the land of below average. By the end of the year, he may have an OPS under 600. Like, look. I'm trying to pathway it and go, all right, they're so beholden to their prospects. They love their prospects.
You start the clock on?
No. It's a little bit of a cheat code now. 248-539-9797. Now, it's only a thing if you get no production out of shortstop the next 2 weeks, which likely. And McGonagall is rocking a Barry Bonds OPS at AA. And again, the four players, the only four guys that have ever done what McGonagall's doing thus far at AA since 2012, Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, Chris Bryant, and Kyle Schwarber. Three of those guys are all-stars. One of them's a Hall of Famer already. And if Julio Rodriguez could slow down his strikeouts, he's going to be a 10-time All-Star. Look, the Chris Bryant one, he was an All-Star, but his career faded quick. I just want to know if it's insane to think of this. And if it is, you're fine saying that. What I don't want to incur is the wrath of baseball nerd.
See, I don't think baseball nerd can say that because this is actually the epitome of what Scott Harris was doing, because he believed in the kids. He believed in the farm system that, yes, okay, as you say, cheat code, I'm going to bring him up, and you get to spend about a month and a half with the team, big league team, and we'll see what you got, kid. And if we have to send you back, good news, you go back with knowledge knowing I need to work on X, Y, and Z so that I can get back up to Detroit and stay up there permanently.
248-539-9797. David, early returns on Ticket Text, or you're having trouble filtering out the cuss words?
Oh, no, no, no. No cuss words at all. Someone says if we're not going to make moves and protect our farm system at all costs, bring him up. Let's see what we have. That is Johnny on the road.
In September.
Mm-hmm. Zach on a sale says, I watched McGonagall play at two White Caps games this season.
Whoa!
White Caps.
Forgive him. He was on vacation. He had other things on his mind.
He was in West Virginia.
He said he outplayed Max Clark in every metric. Doesn't even matter what he says on a text anymore because I blew it.
We've turned it out.
Bring him up. If anything, he gets some experience in the big leagues before next year. That is Justin driving home from work. So, yeah, a lot of people are on board here, Mike.
Are you?
Yes, Mike, bring him up now.
Are you on board?
Yes, I am on board.
If he's still doing this in 2 weeks now.
Yes, I'm on board. I am one, and you know this. I've been asking for a bat since the offseason, a right-handed bat, something that can spark this lineup. And if he's still doing this in 2 weeks, and I'm still seeing Trey Sweeney and Javi Baez doing what they're doing, yes.
See, David, I'm a little bit of the opposite. Unless he goes into full tank.
Your problem.
Listen, you're coming up in 2 weeks, son. Get ready.
But your issue is it's more left-handed power. But here's the deal. It just means I don't look at Trey Sweeney anymore. The fascination with Trey Sweeney is really something to behold. I don't understand it. I must be totally out in space. But if I replace Sweeney with McGonagall, and it's even a part-time thing, in September, isn't it worth a shot? Keep it in mind. We're going to take some calls. Rico's going to tell you how things are. And we're going to come to you next.
Well, I think because if Sweeney had worked out, it would have meant that you won the Flaherty trade because you got Flaherty back and you got Sweeney.
The way he's pitching, you can have him back.
I'm just saying.
2-4, right? Sorry. 2-4. But you know what? Tell it. 248-539-9797.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, let's get to the people. I have asked a question. This is not a demand. This isn't yelling and screaming. I'll take a win anyway I can get it. This offense could use a jolt, and the shortstop position post-May is an abyss. If McGonagall's doing what he's doing in 2 weeks, and the shortstop position is still out there as Bernie Lomax, would you bring the kid up and give him a test run in September? Only four players have ever done what that kid's done at AA since 2012. They're all pretty damn good ball players. Mm-hmm. So we go to Josh. He bats leadoff, 97-1. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. How's it going, fellas? Boom-bye-ay.
Hey. What's the word?
Yeah, so I'm kind of struggling with this because I'm kind of in line with Rico here. It does feel like it's too good to be true, right?
Right?
Like I can't really think of any reason why not to do this. So my brain initially just went to, what did Scott Harris kind of tell us at the deadline? Right, the kids are coming. So do you think the only reason they wouldn't is because this is one of his prospects? This kind of starts his clock.
But it wouldn't in September.
Well, no, not I'm not talking about for McGonagall like specifically, but this starts his like, okay, fine, the window's open now. Now we're going.
Well, look, Josh, here's the thing. If they weren't going to go all in by weaponizing non-McGonagall prospects, that's one thing. But the fact is, look, the kid hit two more homers last night. He's got an OPS that's Barry Bonds-like. It's like 1050. What's the real risk?
And the fact that he is Mr. Untouchable, so let's see why he's so untouchable.
Right. And if I have to hear about free, you know, again, the September call-up, the way I understand it, is you don't start the clock and you preserve Rookie of the Year status for next year. Bring him up.
Yeah, no, I'm completely with you. I was literally just trying to think of any reason why they wouldn't. It would make too much sense almost. I don't know.
And look, Josh, here's the other thing too, Josh. If you view it like an experiment, you have the control mechanism. You're not going to put him out there to die. You're not going to make him lose all confidence in his skill set. You're just going to give it a shot. And if this kid is the real McCoy, look, Mike Trout was up at 20. And I'm the king of telling you development is not linear. A lot of these prospects will stink.
And look, some can become all-stars
or some
instantly.
Hit the ground running in their James Wood. I don't know. I just know Josh is tired of it. You're tired of it. I'm tired. Put hope at shortstop.
Right. I don't want to have to see him with the white caps. I want to see him here with the main team.
I'm sick. I'm telling all my friends, yeah, they're winning games, but they're not playing well. Everyone's getting mad. Oh, 6-game lead. They're not playing good baseball. It's hard to watch.
Look, when you talk to people like that, it's like Idiocracy, Josh, but it has electrolytes. No, you don't understand it. You're killing the plants with Brondo.
But Brondo has electrolytes.
Right. Okay. We're having a different, Josh is having a different conversation. But no,
you guys take care.
Thank you, right, Josh.
No, but this reminds me, or
hearken
back to something that David had said a few years ago.
Yes, I remember this comment.
But when you were talking about your Pittsburgh Steelers and they were undefeated,
kept winning all the way
to 11-0. David kept saying, guys, they're winning, but they're not really winning. They're winning games, but they're not a good team. But they kept winning. And that's what this has that feel of, because you're beating the White Sox 1-0 off a sack fly. You won, you'll take it, you'll hop on the plane, you'll fly to Minnesota. But I got to think it's a quiet plane ride. Like, nobody's sitting there celebrating what you just accomplished.
I'm just trying to find ways, not to, I don't know how much there is to fix or not fix. They've stabilized.
No, okay. But
6-5 in your last 11.
But Mike, he comes up and let's just say he plays pretty good.
Provides a spark.
This, and that's just a jump start to the team where all of a sudden they start having fun again.
The shortstop position.
Right. Because earlier in the year, that was a team having fun. This is a team that's out there trying to just get to the finish line. And that's what they look like.
Let's go to Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, good, Mike?
What's on your mind?
Wanted to answer the questions in order. Yes, you're crazy. Yes, you're insane. And yes, you're right.
Okay, perfect. A perfect blend.
All these things can be true at the same time.
Excellent.
Yeah, bring them up. I agree. The batting's atrocious right now. You give it a shot. Now, to piggyback off the last caller when he said, what is the downfall? What are your cons? You know A.J. Hinch. He's a Stanford grad. He's always looking at matchups. He's always looking at this, always looking at that. Now, if he sees him and he comes up and he's absolutely atrocious, does that put a bad taste in your mouth about the kid?
What was that again?
If so he's atrocious.
If he's terrible and he comes up, I mean, you set him down until next year now. That's just back of the mind stuff here.
See, Ryan, I guess I would look at it as it's actually a positive because now I know what to work on next season to get you better. These are your weaknesses that got exposed. Let's shore these up and they'll get you back up here.
I hear that. Now, can I just piggyback off one more thing? The Melton, when Melton came up his first start and he was in front of his parents pitching and he pitched one of the best games of the season, and then they threw him back in the bullpen there. What, they didn't even use him. Why didn't, he pitched another gem today, it seemed like to me. That was malfeasance in my estimate.
Well, Ryan, listen, I think they're sorting through a lot as it pertains to the rotation in the bullpen. I'm not going to go crazy about that. He's got a role on this team. I think ultimately, certainly in the playoffs, it'll be in the pen. But I reserve the term malfeasance for some very serious offenses. Like,
you don't think you're not in this rotation, starting rotation?
No, I don't. Not in a playoff series. I mean, look, unless it gets to a point where Flaherty's unpitchable, you know, I'm going to allow this to play out.
A lot can happen in 2 weeks.
Amen.
Okay, John.
Whoa, wait a second.
You said his tagline.
Oh, yeah. No,
I allow this to play out.
Listen, here's the reality. When John said that, I want to state this for the record.
Calm down.
There's actually nothing wrong with that approach, except it doesn't exactly, it's not exactly doable when you do live radio.
I understand. Just having some fun.
Hey, John, what's up with your 401k? Let it play out. This is live radio about sports. What the hell do you let play out? Let's go to BG 97.1. BG, what's up?
Tip-top condition, Mike, Rico. How you guys doing?
Good, hey. Brother. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just talking about the McGonagall thing. You know, you can either have Nick Kurtz or you can have the Jack attack in Kansas City, but you're never going to know until you find out.
Yep.
One way or other. They can be the guy that's, you know, the top prospect that you've been waiting for. And you, like you said, Mike, what's the difference of a shortstop position that's given us a 45 OPS after the All-Star break? 55% less than average. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. Harris knows that he likes investing in his own prospects. That's why he gave Keith the extension. They've already been talking about McGonagall getting the extension. It's not going to be anything to DFA Bailey Horn. I mean, come on, for the 40-man roster. You got a guy who can put us in position, and if he doesn't work out, like you said, you send him packing and get him in spring training next year.
Yeah, it wouldn't affect my opinion of him in the least. And honestly, with whatever roster manipulation you have to do, I don't even know who you'd get gone, but I'd like to just get a look at it that way. You add him to the 40-man, you add him to the playoff roster. If he's good, I just... BG, I can't keep looking at Sweeney against righties. I mean, what am I getting there?
You're getting nothing. And they're trying to patch it together with Javi as it is. And how a bunch of a disaster that's been after May. It's just a continuous cycle of mediocrity at one of the most important positions in the game. And we have the top prospect at that position in the game that's not on our team right now.
And here's the other thing, too. And I'm not going to blame the Tigers on this front. But when it comes down to service time manipulation, almost all teams do it. But here's what I would say. If McGonagall's the goods, you're actually thinking about a Colt Keith extension. You're thinking about a Roman Anthony extension. So the service time plays no role if I'm trying to sign you to a 10-year deal. I'm not telling you to freak out and add him tomorrow.
Right.
I'm just making a point that certain prospects are so ingrained in the future of the team they are on that when you know what you have, if there is a belief that this is the number one prospect in baseball, that by opening day, how about this? If people aren't pining for it in September, what do you think spring training is going to be like? It will go from a hope to a demand.
Right. Well, this is, you get a little bit of a sample because, look, I don't think anybody, going back to last year, anybody thought poorly of Jackson Jobe when he came up here in that game against the Astros and he gave up two runs. And he looked like the moment and was just too big for him.
So do that here.
Right. So it's like nobody was like, oh, well, he's going to stink. Nah, you didn't feel that way. It was like, let's see what this kid's going to do.
Or instead of us being negative, what if he's actually good?
Exactly.
You know what it would be. Cute. 97.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, David, how about a few of the ticket texts? Rico's disgusted at that last remark. David, by the way, are you jealous we have found somebody more prodigious in the breeding shed than you?
Actually building an all-star team between the two.
My God.
But just wait. David just went on that week's vacation.
I know.
Oh, no.
So he's like, you know Otto, what, Jeremy?
Otto, what's the fastest this? You could have another kid again?
oh, well, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months. But I don't think that's going to happen, okay? I mean, physically, I think it's
6 to 8 weeks.
I mean, we're two away from a basketball team. Don't you need to hit that mark? I don't know.
Otto, we just asked you the question.
Otto, you've been hitting the mark.
You're like, yeah, I was going to say. You got a real American sniper over here.
All right, I'm out.
Otto's free time. All right. David, the ticket text, please.
I've met my match. Dude,
I'm going to tell you, you two are right up there with like Into Mischief. And we got the Stallion series in here. You two are really competing.
I refuse to watch the Tigers when Sweeney plays. He is not a major league player. So, yes, call up Kevin McGonigal.
In September, I want to make that notation. I'm not being unreasonable.
For the September call-up. Yes, right. Not right now.
And for the people just joining, no, we're not on crack. The kid has an OPS north of 1,000. There's only four players that have a WRC plus higher than McGonigal since 2012. It's Julio Rodriguez, Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber, and Chris Bryant. Your shortstop position is Bernie Lomax, a.k.a. Weekend at Bernie's. Mm-hmm. Hey, trade deadline's passed. Not sure if you're aware of that. I'm trying to win a World Series. What would the harm be? If he's the goods, you're going to look to extend him anyways. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
For September, why not do it? He can get some experience, and AJ can use him where he can be comfortable. It almost makes too much sense for this kid. That is Adam in Toledo.
And of course, I know there will be the, you know, hardened baseball nistas. You know, they have all the answers, yet they've never worked a day in baseball. The point is, me. If it doesn't work, there's no harm. No one's going to destroy his confidence. And I trust AJ Hinch explicitly to use him as he sees fit. And here's the other thing. I'm trying to win. Mm-hmm. Do you really believe this lineup playing the way it's playing is going to win a World Series? Okay, good talk.
No. I mean, I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I sounded too sincere. Right. Got it. Let's go to Owen, 97.1. Owen, how you doing, buddy?
I shouldn't say I'm great. I'm okay after watching what was today. You know, I think Kevin McGonigal, that would be an awesome move. Not only for the team, but for our favorite owner, Chris Illich. He would get a lot of people coming to the game because, hey, second-ranked prospect in the MLB is playing tonight. Come out. And also, I feel like this also brings up a couple more things. I'd bring up a few other people. Dylan Smith back up, UDFA Tommy Cainley or Rafael Montero. I would also bring up Jay Hen and bring down Jermai Jones. Just giving you a couple other people.
Well, I got to tell you something. Did you hear the Cainley comments from AJ?
Yeah, I read what he said, that there's only so many opportunities he can get in low leverage situations, and that when you're trying to win, playing is like pitching in games is not a way of fixing yourself.
It basically sounded like I'm putting him in timeout and I'm only pitching him if we're up 10-0.
Mm-hmm. Up 10-0 or down 10-0.
But he's our Maeda replacement. You know, I miss Maeda, so I'm happy I get Cainley.
Yeah. But no, Owen, I just, we have a couple of weeks to where it would become more real. And it's just, look, I'm trying to find a solution. You know, I want to give this team the best shot possible. Mm-hmm. And it right now, there's nothing I trust in. And let's be clear about something. Being 6-5 in your last 11 is only considered success based on you'd lost 12 of 13 at one point. Mm-hmm. They've stabilized. They've got a 6-game lead. If Cleveland wins tonight, it's back to 5.5. You're not out of the woods. Now, thank God the Twins are on tap. Now, if you can't hit that pitching staff, I can't help you.
I know. I guess you shouldn't feel stressed playing the White Sox and the Twins.
No. But you know what I'm going to tell you? First time and maybe the last time I will ever say this in my lifetime. Thank you, Corp. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Matt Vierling last weekend with the miracle 3-run bop off Reed Detmers. Because otherwise, you would have lost that series too.
Face a franchise.
At least he hit the 3-run bomb.
No, he did.
Then got hurt.
Right. It was just like, oh, okay. Right. Because the whole thing was like, wait, you don't want Carpenter? This is okay. It's not a mistake.
The Carpenter stuff's starting to annoy me. And AJ's a Stanford grad, and I went to Michigan State. There's a big difference. I just, I can't take Pullen Carp early to look at Jamai Jones the next three bats.
Thank you.
All right, whoa.
Could
whoa.
Not believe whoa. That last night.
It's like the voice of God right
Just
there.
Just play carry. I don't need Jamai Jones in a situational in a situation where I need a good
Just
bat.
Not that early in the game. That's all.
Oh, lefty righty.
Or just leave him in there.
I know. Look, I'm trying to be fair. Okay?
Okay.
It's my second favorite F word.
All right.
Let's go to Ethan. That is about football helmets. It was NC State's football helmets. Why? Why?
I don't know.
You know, I try to bring fun to the show. You bring slander.
Those are your words.
About a football. You know what? Tell with you.
I mean,
you're a real problem. I'm going to go to Ethan, 97.1. Ethan, how you doing, buddy?
Fellas.
Damn it.
I am booming today, for sure. No good. Doubt about that.
Good.
Hey, listen, Mike, if either of these two try to give you any slander about, you know, bringing up McGonagall or anything like that, you got to do like Kenny said, and it might be time to get rid of Black Jobs.
I'm not doing this. I'm going to let you just, you go right there. My God.
Listen, Ethan is beyond stage tonight at 8 o'clock.
I appreciate you taking the call. Listen, I'm going to take it a step further because if I'm not mistaken, if you're a September call-up, you can't play in the postseason. Is that correct?
I forget what it is. It's you'd have to add him to the 40 man.
It's August 31st. It's August 31st yes. by 11:59 p.m.
Then August 31st is what I would do.
Yeah, you have to because the problem is if he does hit and if he does play well,
you need him in the playoffs.
He has to be in the post on the postseason roster because God forbid you have to strip yourself of him.
Yeah.
And then play Trey Sweeney. I can't even say his name. It gives me the chills to think about.
It's a weird fascination.
You know, it's so weird. The Trey Sweeney, we got him in a trade, and he was a throw-in for the trade. Yes, he played well for us down the stretch last year, and I appreciate it. That's done and over with. And guess what? He hasn't hit the ball since. So excuse me for being ready to move on from that experiment. But in all seriousness, right now, the major problem for the Tigers is there are two guys coming out of the bullpen that I trust, and Melton is working on being the third.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Canley has to be launched out of a cannon.
He's done,
and sent to the moon. He has to be. And that's the biggest issue with this team right now. You can't walk into the playoffs with three guys out of the bullpen.
Here's the other thing. Look, I'd hate to say it, but outside of Skubal, I don't trust anyone right now to take the ball game two, you know, Yankee Stadium or in Seattle or whatever it is.
No, you're completely right with that, Mike. And the problem is you look at, you look across baseball, right? And a lot of the elite teams, a lot of the really good teams, especially in the American League, have been faltering lately.
Yes.
It hasn't been great, but you look at what they're going to bring to the table roster-wise postseason, and you don't have the manpower to match up with those guys. So what do you have to do? You have to have, number one, the best manager in baseball, which this team does in A.J. Hinch. I firmly believe that. And you have to have a bullpen that can come in and get you key outs. You have to.
Yeah.
It is essential. So I don't know if it's Alex Lang coming back up from his injury or what.
You can tell,
you
though.
You have to have another arm come up and help this team.
And A.J. feels the urgency. You can hear it in his voice. You can hear it in his answers, Ethan. And I'm up against it. I do appreciate it, including you supporting me against Rico and David Slater.
They're pretty much
unbelievable. Okay. David, we'll do a few ticket techs. Rieger, I believe Woji is here. You said that correct?
Yeah, full house.
That's very rare. That'll hit Wojo's once-a-month quota of a workday. David, what do you have?
No to the call-up. This team isn't winning a World Series with or without him. Why bring him up to possibly destroy his confidence?
Okay, because at some point, you have to face major league pitching. At some point, you can't be the greatest prospect ever. You want to lose that title. You want to actually get up to the show. So, no, if he comes up here, and let's just say he stinks, okay, go back and work on your craft.
Let me say this too. All right, just a couple short years ago, the Texas Rangers crawled into the playoffs by the skin of their teeth. You know, they ended up winning the whole damn thing. It's no different in sports. My Giants get into the playoffs at 8-8 or whatever it was. Go on the road to Dallas. Go on the road to Tampa. Go on the road to Green Bay. And then beat an undefeated 17-0 Patriots team. Guys, if you're not going to try, then what was it all for? And I'm talking about you, not the team. The idea that if I bring up Kevin McGonigal, if he still has an 1100 OPS and he still is murdering everything in sight, and you have a lifeless shortstop position. The idea that calling that kid up and you go, well, we're not the favorite, so we can't do that.
No,
then what was it all for?
No, that's not it, Mike. Because he's valuable so long as it's almost like a recruit. He's valuable as a recruit. But once you see him on the field, the innocence is gone. And if he stinks, you can't prop him up and say, wait until you finally see this guy because you're finally seeing this guy. And to some people, these players are, I don't ever want to unwrap this gift. They're fine so long as they're these great prospects. And just imagine years from now. Well, years from now is not here.
What a weird way to live.
If you open up this gift and he plays and he doesn't live up to your expectation, now you're wondering.
He'll still be the number one prospect in baseball in spring training.
No, I understand. But to some people, it's now destroyed because, man, I really thought this kid was going to do something. He came up here and struck out four times.
He could cool off real fast. And this isn't a conversation, right?
Yeah.
If he's doing this in 2 weeks and you're doing this in 2 weeks, God forbid, I think outside the box, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. Are you saying? Now, if bringing him up on, August 31st, is that going to somehow screw with the service time?
I don't care.
Well,
okay, he's a free agent at age 27. What did I just get done saying?
No.
You're better off signing your players early if you know they're the goods. Okay? And if he's untouchable, if you would never trade him, then he's the goods. The Red Sox brought Roman Anthony up. They like what they saw. 10-year deal. I'm not going to cite Wander Franco. Horrible human being. The point is, the Rays knew what they had.
At the time, it looked like a great deal.
I'm just saying. And look, you liked Colt Keith enough to sign him, right?
So, yeah, no. Because here's the thing.
Yeah, Rieger, sit down.
If you're going to bring him up so that he can play in the playoffs.
Stop right now. I'm selling this to Rieger because Wojo can't focus long enough to do a real topic. Rieger.
Yeah.
If in 2 weeks McGonigal still has an 1100 OPS, and he still has only four players since 2012 that are higher than him in WRC+, Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, Chris Bryant, and Kyle Schwarber. 2 weeks from today, August 31st, by 11:59 p.m., do you bring him up to play shortstop in a month of September for this team? Because I can't take any more Sweeney Bias.
And it's not going to burn a year of your eligibility.
Thank you. So would you do it?
Of course I would, but there's no way they're going to.
Why?
Have you watched this organization?
No, just why?
Okay, so there is speculation. Lynn Henning's one of the guys that said McGonigal's not going to be ready or they don't want him ready till 27. You yourself have said 27, life is going to look pretty
for
good.
For 600 at-bats, I'm saying.
Michael, I agree with you, but I don't think they do. There's no way they would do that. I hope they would.
But I'm trying to win a World Series. And the deadline's gone, and my point is that it's no effect.
You gotta stop, though. You gotta stop, because they're not. No, they're honestly not. No.
Okay.
What did they do with the deadline? You hope.
But.
No, seriously, Mike. They're not trying to win a World Series. I'm not quite sure Scott Harris thought this team was good enough to win a World Series. That's
and
why
I
he
don't
acted
disagree.
Like,
but if you know you have a negative war position, and you can bring up McGonigal, again, if he's doing this in 2 weeks, and you're still getting Bernie Lomax at short.
Right.
There is no harm, because in the end,
if McKinstry hasn't been good either. So
No. So if he's the goods, you're going to do a Roman Anthony extension anyways. The service time plays no role. It wouldn't be impacted by an August 31st call-up. Just why am I? Why?
Here's what they would say. You don't want to wreck the kid. You don't want to push the kid too quick.
AJ went to Stanford. He's one of the smartest guys in the league. True or false?
I agree.
You think he's going to know if the kid's struggling, we're going to pull the plug on this experiment with the expanded roster?
Not to compare it to 2006, but look at Verlander, Zamaya, and Granderson, right?
Leland. How about last year with Jackson Jobe? You didn't have a problem with Jackson Jobe?
That is true. He was a little more quick.
Turn your mic on, idiot.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't. But I agree that there's no way they're doing it. I'm just saying, that's the fact.
Mike, honestly.
What do you have coming up next?
You look what they did at
You've
the deadline.
You've broken my heart.
Chris
I don't want to
speak. Haddock and Charlie Morton and Rafael Montero.
I'm shutting down. I figured they would do the same thing like they did with Joe last year.
I'm not
speaking. They put him in a playoff game. He looked overwhelmed, but it didn't. You know what? Let's see what you got, kid. I don't think it would
kill him.
It would be fascinating, and I think it could definitely help. And considering they just scored one run against the putrid, awful White Sox, and two runs the other day.
That was a hell of a sack fly, though.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. Bases loaded sack
against
fly.
Against Martin Perez, fresh off the IL since, I don't know, April. I mean,
that's
but,
like,
Mike, look, I appreciate that Mike is trying to get them over the finish line.
But why are you getting so upset? You know how it is.
I'm upset not at the messenger, but at the message. I don't understand the lack of try. That if you guys are right, something totally reasonable, very low risk, very high upside, that you would not push that button. It just does not compute. And yes, I'm a bleephole New Yorker,
And let's also be honest, like, AAA pitching isn't going to help.
No, AAA, it's for guys who look like Wojo, who are hanging on to a dream.
Hey!
What is your dream, Wojo?
No, the more I think, I'm not saying it's impossible to have.
It's fine. You've already hurt me enough.
No, I'm not saying it's impossible.
What is coming up next? I'm shutting down.
We're going to bring up McGonagall.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And Wojo is going to compare two of his favorite athletes. Which one has a better chance of being better?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.